6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau building. For entry into the food bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also, check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access, changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
Looking for an unforgettable summer adventure for your kids? Look no further than ASUS Camps right here on Queen's University's campus. We have English and French programming where campers will participate in crafts, games, experiments, field trips, and special weekly guests. Our staff ensures a safe, packed summer with memories that'll last a lifetime. Spots are filling up fast, so register now at asuscamps.ca.
You are listening to the only destination for local music, sports, and news, CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Good afternoon. The time is 2 p.m. and you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Whiplash with Aaron. Or if you've been here for a long time, DJ LFN. I mean, at this point, you could just call me Aaron, though. I don't think anyone knows what DJ LFN stands for unless you specifically ask me, because I'm not going to share. Yeah, I don't know. I'm super, super excited today. It's really hot. I'm very glad to be here live on Queen's University campus, Lower Carruthers Hall, Kingston, Ontario, because this basement, even though we're in a basement, which is kind of sad because we don't get a lot of lighting, but I don't know. I like to pretend it's ambiance sometimes. We got some cool lights going down here. We got some new lamps that we like. We don't like big lights, so the ambiance is a lot, but there's air conditioning down here. So I'm super excited. I'm hoping that you're either in a car with air conditioning, some building with air conditioning, or driving with your windows down, because a lot of us cannot afford to get air conditioning fixed on our old motorized vehicles. I am in that boat. So don't worry, I understand. But like I said, I'm super, super excited today. I'm not going to lie, not much thought went into this today. I kind of came in with, I woke up this morning, I was like, oh man, I really want to go in live today, but I have nothing prepared, nothing backed up. So I kind of went through a lot of new music that's been released in the last few weeks. And then I decided that I was just going to play some old Canadian radio hits. I know we're like an independent radio station, but you know what? It's such a nice day. It's a beautiful Friday. I want to send you off into the weekend with some good vibes, some good bangers going. I think this is what I need in my life right now, but that is going to be in the second half of today's show. So either if that's what you're looking for, leave, come back, or stay. And I can show you some new cool songs happening, bumping in the basement and whatever you're listening on. So up first is I was looking for some new music. I found this. It's titled Whiplash, and it is a new song by, I believe they're pronounced, but we know them from Duvet and their other song that went viral for honestly years at this point. I feel like everyone who's on like or into pop culture is on like popular media. Knows this group. If not by name, you must definitely know their top three hits. In tune with today's show, obviously this is Whiplash. This is also Whiplash by Buh on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Whiplash, before you know you're broken. to a heartache. Sometimes it hurts. Take me as I am. Sometimes it hurts. Take me as I be. Scars now, maybe they go deeper. Maybe it's all over. Maybe there's time to change. Sometimes it hurts. Take me as I am. Sometimes it hurts. Take me as I be.
fragile? Was I fragile when you took me in your hand? My style is in your style. What's it look like from where you stand?
You're winning, winning. I'm spinning, spinning out.
You just heard Spinning by Pom Pom Squad, and before that was Fragile, a new single from Pop Filter, an Australian indie group. I really, really like that song. I'm not going to lie, this first set, I hadn't really listened to the songs. I just randomly picked them this morning. I was like, oh, wow, I really love these artists. So it probably is going to be really good. But no, I genuinely loved that song. Before that was Sky Remembers by Euphoria again. And of course, we started off with Whiplash by Bah. Up next is a new single from MJ Lenderman called Joker Lips. I loved his last single that he released. I played it last week or the week before, and I haven't stopped listening to it. So good. Yeah, I'm really, really excited for his album. I think it's coming out in October. Really like what I'm hearing, but I'm not that hard to please, I don't think, in certain ways. But anyway, the Olympics are happening right now, and there's a lot of crazy culture things that are going on. People are like complaining about the opening for it. I know people were not happy about that. I personally didn't watch it, but I heard some things happen. That's the thing. I haven't watched any of the events in the Olympics, but I'm seeing a lot of the memes that are coming out of it. Or if I haven't seen those, I'm usually on FaceTime with like my roommate, and she tells me, she's like, have you seen this, have you seen that? And I'm like, no. And then she sends me everything. I think so far there has been like exposure thing with the intro. I don't know if you saw that, like someone's genitalia popped out. Yeah. And I'm not, guys, there is someone else in the room. I'm not crazy. And then there, in one of the surfing events, a German surfer's butt was out. His pants fell down. Yep. In the water, which was super awesome. There's been the American pommel horse specialist. I don't know if you saw him. He literally, his promo is that he can solve Rubik's Cubes really quickly. Yeah, and he's usually gymnasts, I've been informed anyway, I'm not really educated on this topic, but gymnasts usually are pretty diverse and they do all of the events. No, this guy is a pommel horse specialist. And he wears glasses, so everybody kind of knows him by his glasses. He's really cool. He just solves Rubik's Cubes, and he was sleeping on the bench. Like, he was the last event, and he was sleeping on the bench while everyone else did their events, which I think is so funny. And I'm pretty sure my exposure to him before I knew about the pommel horse thing was that he was just talking about his girlfriend, which I think is amazing. You're at the Olympics and you're the competitor and you're talking about how amazing your girlfriend is. Like, are you serious? It's incredible. Yeah. And then, oh my gosh, I think there was something else. Oh yeah, the guy who participated in the Turkish, like, sorry, he was a Turkish guy. Oh my gosh, words. A guy from Turkey was participating in the shooting event. He has no, like, prior experience with shooting whatsoever. He doesn't show up in any of the gear. Everyone's, like, decked out in their, like, tactical gear for, like, the shooting event. He shows up in his t-shirt with just, like, Team Turkey written on it. He holds up the gun. Boom. He gets silver. He gets silver. Yeah. That was like the, yeah. And in that same event, which I thought was really funny, I heard about this first. This might be a controversial topic, but I think there is a little bit of humor in it. The USA, when they were competing in that event, they did get last place or close to last place in the shooting event, which there are jokes to be said about that, but I won't be making any other than simply stating that. But yeah. And then I saw on my Facebook feed after the guy from Turkey, he was literally saying he wants more time with the kids and he wants his dog back. He was like, I only started picking up like shooting when I was like bad and I was going through a divorce. Like, that's what he said. And then he got silver at the Olympics. Can you imagine? That's crazy. Crazy, crazy times at the French Olympics today. Well, right now. But yeah. And then there was something else that they just did the triathlon. And they had to swim through the Seine, right? We know they put over $1 billion or pounds or whatever currency into cleaning the Seine because Parisians were dumping poo-poo caca in the Seine River. Just because they didn't want the Olympics to happen. Also, like, French people are so good at protesting. Like, I mean, look at the history. But yeah, and so these poor people were participating in the Seine. Of course, they're, like, drinking some of this water when they're doing the triathlon. gets to the, and I'm pretty sure the swim was the last part of it, or the run is, or whatever. And on the live feed, like live television, there's this guy who's right in front of the camera, and he just blows chunks. Like, it looks like a geyser coming out of his mouth. I was like, all these poor, like, triathlon participants have just drank poo-poo caca water from French people, of all people. And I'm so sorry, I just feel so bad. And then there's also stuff about the food and the cardboard beds, and then the muffin guy who keeps going on like TikTok lives or like making TikToks about how good these chocolate muffins are. Man, there's so much content coming out of the Olympics this year. But anywho, moving on, up next is a new single from NJ Lenderman called Joker Lips.
To a rubber mask, please don't ask. thought that it didn't work. I said it's okay, but I missed that you saw it first. And it felt like it took forever. Now this moment's all we've got. So can we just stay a while? A second's faster than we thought. Face to face, in the dark. Face to face, with who we are. Put away what we lost. Compensate with what we got. All it takes, just get through one last show. Before our hearts both break, and we can both let go. Now we're falling, we'll never ever be the same. Fate is calling, it's turning, burning in my veins. It's stronger and harder than lightning and thunder. And this is only just beginning. I'm afraid of what if it isn't what it takes. But what we're made of, you cut it, but it never breaks. It's stronger and harder than lightning and thunder. And this is only just beginning. I guess I felt estranged. Couple of years go by, and not so much has changed. But sometimes I feel my mother and father in the room. It's like their hands are on my shoulders, so I think they feel us too. Twist of fate in the dark, face to face with who we are. Put away what we lost, compensate with what we got. All it takes, just get through one last show before our hearts both break, and we can both let go and jump.
Skies on my soul, on my soul, on my soul, on my soul, on my soul. like my soul, just like my soul. You think it's so infinitesimal.
I started that set off with Crybaby by Cults, which I think was their first single for their album that they just put out. The album just came out. It's called To the Ghosts, but that song came out quite a few months ago. I didn't think I knew it, but alas, I did. I don't know where from, but anyway. And then after that was also the initial single for Marianas Trench's new album, coming out, I think, in September or October, probably October. And I played it because, honestly, I owed it to them. And me being such a big fan over the years, that song just it has a special place. Like, it has incorporations of every one of their albums that they've put out, Ever After, Phantom, Masterpiece Theater, Astoria. So I'm really, really excited. My roommate and I are going to go see them in November because we never got to go see them as kids. And I don't know, we're both just really, really big fans riding on a nostalgia wave. So that's really exciting. And then after that was Infinitesimal by Mother Mother, and then Turn Your Love by Half Moon Run. Of course, like I said in the beginning of the show, I did pull a lot of Canadian radio hits that I heard when I was a kid. So if you're wondering, you're like, well, why is it so consistent this week? That's why. And if you're just tuning in, there's more of that coming. I threw some other singles in there. One of them, a recommendation from the other person in the studio with me today. But yeah, super, super exciting. Up next is one of my favorite songs by Metric. I've actually, interestingly enough, been getting into Metric a lot more recently, and kind of exploring their discography. But this is Cold Gun Girls by Metric.
Yeah. Is it ever gonna be enough? Is it ever gonna be enough? Is it ever gonna be enough?
There's a whole lot of things that I will forgive, but I just can't take a liar. I was by your side till the very end, till you pushed me in the fire. I tried to believe you, but something is wrong. You won't look in my eyes, tell me what's going on. It's you and me against the world. It's what you said, it's what you said. If you can't be honest with me, then I'm afraid. Into minutes now, but you won't give me an answer. You can tell me this, you can tell me that, but don't say you don't remember. 'Cause I know you better than you know yourself. So don't say I'm crazy, I know very well. It's you and me against the world. It's what you said, it's what you said. If you can't be honest with me, then I'm afraid.
Of my life. want someone to want me. I want somebody there. And I need someone to need me. I need someone who cares.
That was Wanna Be Loved by the Red Clay Strays. Before that was Stuttering by Fifi Dobson, which I pulled that song. It appears from an album called Iconic Women of the Tens, which I See No Lies. And before that was Gold Guns Girls by Metric. One of my favorite songs by them. So amazing. They have hit after hit after hit on pretty much every single album that they put out. Love them. And we're entering the end of today's show. Hopefully I get enough time to play my next two songs. But up next is Heat by Tove Lo and SG Lewis. And I'm going to end off on a surprise Canadian hit of the 2010s that basically defined an entire era and generation of people. So I hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you didn't, tune back in next week. It's going to be completely different. But yeah, this has been Whiplash, and I hope I'm sending you off into the weekend on a great note. Bye.
Right at your baby, but here's my number.